You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This year marks the 30th anniversary of the Community Foundation of Greater Flint. It's a public charity created by and for the people of Genesee County. Its president and CEO is here with us now. Isaiah Oliver is the youngest leader this group's ever had, as well as the first African-American and the first to be born and raised in Flint. Isaiah Oliver, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you so much for having me.
Isaiah, what do you see as the most important mission of your group, of the Community Foundation of Greater Flint?
The Community Foundation of Greater Flint is an opportunity for people from across our community, those who have both the time and talent to give resources and those who have the treasure to commit to great causes, to be engaged in the community in ways that they couldn't even imagine. Community Foundation is a space or a place where you can be engaged at whatever level and in whatever way you like to be. So, excellent place, excellent space to be engaged.
Why did you say yes to leading the group? What do you believe you bring to this job and to this mission?
I think we all live our lives hoping for that intersection of preparation and opportunity. And for me, this was the perfect space, the perfect intersection. The core values that I live by are clearly aligned to that of the Community Foundation of Greater Flint. Being in a space that you love and being able to contribute everything you have to making it a better place. The Community Foundation of Greater Flint and the tens of thousands of donors that have committed to the mission of the Community Foundation of Greater Flint is a place where you can give your best. And I'm in a position where I can give my best to making the community that I love better. No better place to work. I like to tell people I have the best job in Genesee County.
And here you are. You are young. You are coming at this with fresh eyes, and you've got something like $245 million with which to work in this community. So I'm wondering, what are your priorities, and what do you see as Flint's greatest needs?
Yeah, with 10 to 20,000 unique donors, 475 or more funds at the Community Foundation of Greater Flint, many would say they were soup to nuts. But we have found through our strategic planning processes that happen about every 5 years that we've committed to very focused areas. Education is one, building community around Genesee County with a specific emphasis on Flint neighborhoods is another. And the last one is health. Over the last 5 years, we've taken a deep dive or a double down on early childhood education or the two-generation approach to family education through a literacy initiative or piece of work that we've been doing with health. We've done a lot of work around access to healthy food, pre and post water crisis, that has been a need, and then really looking at building out Flint neighborhoods and authentic community engagement in the process of building neighborhoods has been important for us. So while I think broadly health, education, and building up neighborhoods has been important, we've been doing a lot of focus work on deliverables that matter for our community in those spaces.
And to that point, looking at these past 10 months or so since you became president and CEO of the Community Foundation of Greater Flint, what are some of the things that you're most proud of that have come together in that time?
Amazing $2 million between Consumers Energy Foundation and the Flint Now, Tom and Holly Gores Foundation, focused on Flint, doing some work around the Flint Promise, committing to post-secondary access for Flint students who live in Flint is one of the amazing things that's happened. We're doing a lot of work with the Flint Child Health and Development Fund. Of the $18 million that was raised over 18 months, we have about $5 million, $4.9 million granted out to organizations from across our community to respond to the negative impacts of lead exposure for 0 to 6 year olds. Those are things that we can highlight as amazing. Just Friday, we had a dinner, community dinner, where we thought that people from across the spectrum in Genesee County needed the opportunity to engage with one another and have authentic conversation with one another. We had that dinner down at 501 Bar and Grill, right here in downtown Flint, and over 140 people showed up just to get to know one another better and to grow our relationships across community. So we've been doing some very high touch community things, and then our grant making has been not only effective, but actually very broad in addressing issues related to Flint and Genesee County.
Philanthropy is really the life's blood of the Community Foundation of Greater Flint. I'm wondering, what is your personal view of philanthropy, about how it can help and the pitfalls? Is there anything you learned from watching the role foundations played, for instance, in getting Detroit out of bankruptcy?
I think there has to be a balance of time, talent, and treasure that's available in community to meet community issues. We could look at it and say that we're going to do 2 and 4 communities and make them better, but I think the best approach is doing with. So as opposed to doing 2 and 4, we have positioned ourselves to do with our community, which requires that we engage community in ways that we never have before. All too often, our philanthropic theories of change or processes of determining what the impact is long before we know what the intervention will be don't work when you're talking about sustaining interventions that matter for community. So I think we're learning a lot. We're a learning organization. The reality is the best-in-class philanthropic organizations have to be learning organizations because the community around us is changing, and our response to supporting and working with that community has to be just as nimble and just as flexible.
So the kinds of lessons that have been seen in Detroit, it should not be a top-down approach when it comes to philanthropic donations.
I think we continue to learn. Detroit learned a lot through their process. New Orleans is learning a lot through disaster response, and Puerto Rico is learning a lot right now. And what we here in Flint are doing is trying to benefit from all of the lived experiences across those spaces. I think that's the way philanthropy as a field will continue to grow. And so I don't think it's an indictment of any community when we say that it was top down at one point and we're learning and growing. I just think that we have to continue to do that in order to meet the needs of the people that we love and care for in our communities.
Isaiah, what assumptions do you hear from people who are from outside of Flint that you'd like to set straight about your city? I guess I'm asking, what don't people from outside of Flint understand about your city and its people?
Flint is an amazing place. We have resilient people who can take any challenge. I mean, if you think about the diversity of issues related to poverty and what it means or what it can mean for a community, resilience is your ability to take a punch but bounce back, and bounce back in ways that you never have before, is what we're trying to do. And we want to not only do what's best for our community, but if we can, serve as a model for other communities, knowing that poverty isn't unique to Flint and nobody's cornered the market on how you respond. But our most valuable resource is not the philanthropic dollars that exist in this community. It's the people in this community and their resilience.
How will you measure success in your role as president and CEO of the Community Foundation of Greater Flint?
The community that I love, the community that I live in, I work in, I play in, I'm raising my family in, has to be better as a result of the interventions that we're funding, the relationships that we're building, and the work that we're doing in community. If 5, 10 years from now, we can't talk about the interventions that were funded or supported by the Community Foundation making this a better space for my 4-year-old, my 7-year-old, my 7-month-old, then I would say that I failed as a leader of one of the most influential organizations in Genesee County. That's a lot to go to sleep at night with. That's a lot to wake up in the morning with. But I take on that role and I take it very seriously. It's about making this community better for my kids and the friends of my kids and the next generation of people in Flint, Genesee County.
Isaiah Oliver, president and the CEO of the Community Foundation of Greater Flint. Thank you so much for spending time with us, Isaiah.
Thank you.